First career touchdown. Explain that one for us.
Well, it was a goal line play. It was on the half-yard line, and it was a little special play we put in, and it worked. It was a real quick hitter, and Jay threw a perfect pass. The guy had me covered pretty well, but threw it right down.
At that point, it's a 7-7 game. You guys are working, but then the offense doesn't touch the field for the rest of the half. You guys barely played in that first. How tough is it to stay in sync when the time of possession is in their favor to such an extreme?
Well, you know, it's not the most favorable circumstances, but whenever we get on the field as an offense, we have to move the ball no matter what. When we get it, it could be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. We need to move the ball, and we didn't like we should have, and so I'm not too happy about that.
Were they more physical than you expected? Because you know Jacksonville's known for that.
Yes, they are known for that, and so no, they weren't more physical than expected. We knew that. We expected that. They're big and fast and strong guys, and we had to match that, and we made so many mistakes. Mm.
How much do you have to clean up? You mentioned having to clean things up. You're going to Indy. You're going to the RCA Dome. You're going to a place that the Broncos have struggled in the years past. It's going to be pretty much a perfect game to win that game next week.
Yeah, no games are perfect, but I know what you mean. I mean, we do have some stuff to clean up, but we feel confident in the guys we have. We have offensive weapons. We have defensive weapons and special teams weapons, so the confidence is what we need to go in there with. It's going to be loud, but we need to step up and play well.
Thank you very much, Nathaniel Jackson.
Thank you very much.
Go back to the CBS Sports Studios.
That's one more question.
Yeah.
The group?
Is it really
Nathan?
No, it's Nathan.
Wow.
Is it what?
Nathan.
Oh, that's not really Victor anyway.
Live, Victor? Screwed up. Victory. Actually.
Yeah, victory.
I know. The outcome was the main thing. Get your fingers on for a touchdown. Was the thrill spoiled by the loss?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it was a thrill at the time, and I can reminisce on that for a moment. But ultimately, you want to win the game. And when you don't, those touchdowns are just a little less sweet.
Okay. Take the emotion then when you caught it. You're in the end zone, and I'm sure you realized it was your first one.
Yeah, I did. I knew it. Yeah, strangely, I knew it was the first one. It was a play that was designed to go to me, and so I knew all week that was probably going to be in, and I knew that I was going to get that chance, and it came through, so I was pretty happy about it.
What's going in your mind when you hear the end zone, you got it finally?
You know, it happens very quickly. It's, you don't really hear the crowd cheering, you don't really think straight, it's kind of like a blur. So when I watch it on film, I kind of know what I was thinking, but I was thinking, yay, I'm in the end zone, what do I do now? Hold on to the ball, and that's it.
Did you save the ball?
I did, yeah. I'm going to give it to you.
Can you sign it?
No. You'll sign it.
To Nathaniel?
Yeah, exactly, Nathaniel.
Hey, Nate, when they have the ball for so long, did that throw you guys out of rhythm a little bit? You're standing on the sidelines waiting. I know you're professionals here. Just waiting to get back in there. And they seem to have it forever.
Well, we've had it for a while, but we still had plenty of possessions and plenty of opportunities to do what we need to do. And as a team, we didn't do it. You can look at all phases and point to some significant mistakes that were made. And as an offense, regardless of when we go in, we need to make plays.
And I understand there was some, you know, this is not an excuse, but there was some communication problems, and that's why those timeouts were called. Is that
possibly? I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure about what happened. When you rely on technology these days to get the plays in, and sometimes technology fails you, and the circuit cuts out or whatever, you can't hear the play. So that seems like a legitimate excuse for using the timeout. You know, I don't know if that's exactly what happened or not.
And then you have to go for it on fourth down because you have no timeouts. So
right.
I mean, again, not an excuse, but on that fourth down call, it just seemed like it wasn't going to be for your day, I guess.
Who knows? I mean, that's the way a game unfolds. You can always look back and say, gosh, I mean, that fourth down, you know, this happened and that happened. But if we'd have picked it up and won the game, you'd be praising, God, what a great timeout, you know, that you called, and what a great call on fourth down. So we didn't get the breaks today. We had some mistakes that really cost us.